This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
There's only one. There's only one pod in the Motor City that's keeping you up to date on everything Detroit sports. This is the Daily Ticket with your host, Jeff Rieger.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? Jeff Rieger, another episode of the Daily Ticket. It's a Tuesday. It's the 23rd. It's April. It's 2024. 2 days away from the NFL draft in downtown Detroit. I'm ready to go. I'm excited to go. In fact, I'm going to walk around Thursday night and Friday night. Thursday, I'm doing a show from 6 to 8. Then I'm going to walk around, try to get as close as possible to the actual draft stage. I'm not going to hold my breath. I don't think it's going to work. And then Friday, we're on 6 to 10. And then after that, again, I think I'm just going to walk around Detroit. It's going to be great. How many people are going to come from out of town? I think Detroit's going to end up being a star this weekend, and I can't wait. Are you going? I've had many people comment on the comment section or reach out to me via social media that they are going where they're going to be. For Friday's podcast, I think I'm just going to walk around with my iPad, and I'm going to go around and ask people who the Lions take in the first round and see how many people actually get it right, because it's such a wild card this year. There's no gimmies here. There's no obvious choices. And that's what we got to talk about. But I do think I'm going to walk around Thursday night, so for Friday's podcast, before the Lions actually pick, and see how many Lions fans or visiting fans coming from different cities, fans of other teams, can nail the Lions pick at 29. They're going to trade up. They're going to trade back. They're actually going to pick at 29. Here's the other thing, and this is what I wanted to ask you. Are you going to be upset if they don't pick in the first round? Brad Holmes, the GM, talked about this the other day. He's like, listen, we're going to do what's best for the organization. And duh, that's what you should do. With that being said, I wonder what kind of pressure there is on him and the Lions organization to placate a bunch of Lions fans. We're talking hundreds of thousands. Do you got to make a pick for them to celebrate? Do you have to pick at 29 or move up just so you got to pick in the first round? It's going to be so interesting to see what they do. And I know this draft, it's been weird, has not had the historical buzz that a normal draft has, simply because Detroit was good last year and they're picking at 29. But it just so happens that the draft is in Detroit. Like, if this draft was not in Detroit, yeah, you're going to watch, you're going to be interested, you're going to consume it. But I don't think there was going to be a whole lot of, like, draft talk leading up to the draft. Even though that the draft is here, I don't even think there has been a whole lot of draft talk leading up to the draft, simply because the Wings made a push for the postseason. And again, the Lions are picking 29. So I don't think a whole lot of people are super stoked about, hey, let's go get that guy that I love. That only happens when you're bad and you need some relief from the draft. This way is much better. Yeah, sure. There might not be the buzz for the draft of who they pick late, but that means you had yourself a very good season. But we haven't really talked about it at all here on the Daily Ticket, so I wanted to bring it to your attention. I did a little research. And I think, you know, without the research, Brad Holmes is really good at the draft. Like, I think it's fair to question him in free agency without a doubt. But during the draft, he destroys it. He kills it. We finally have a good drafter in Detroit. And it's going on, like, our entire lifetime. And it's great to see. He's brought you Aiden Hutchinson, Amon-Ra St. Brown. That was a fourth-round pick. Sam Laporta, Jahmyr Gibbs, Penei Sewell, Brian Branch, Kirby Joseph, Aleem McNeil, James Houston, six-rounder, Malcolm Rodriguez, six-rounder. I'm leaving a bunch out. He's been outstanding in the draft. So I think we all trust him. Whatever he decides to do, even though it might be a boring opinion, I think we're all good with it. But that doesn't mean that you don't have what you want him to do. Brad Holmes, in his time with the Lions, has traded up four times in the draft. He's traded down four times in the draft. And now you're looking at this draft, and I really don't think anybody has a really good read on what Holmes is going to do. I really don't. Whether you want to look at a mock draft or you want to try to trust the insiders, this pick at 29 is going to be very difficult to nail. Years past, very easy. This year, not at all. So what do you want him to do? Like, what is your dream scenario? And I want to give you mine. Because the way I see it, I mean, yeah, you can stay at 29. What fun is that? I do get the feeling he's going to try to trade up. I don't know where I get that feeling other than that just seems like what he's going to do. It does seem like the Lions are a piece or two away from going to the Super Bowl. Yes, they need to improve their secondary. Sure, you could get a little help on the D-line. Yes, you need some depth offensive line-wise. But I do believe Brad Holmes' strong suit is identifying an absolute stud that maybe nobody else has realized is going to be an absolute stud, and he'll trade up and get him. And I wonder if he decides to do that this time around. We all know his philosophy. It's best player available. And I think we all love the philosophy and agree with the philosophy. But here's the deal. This year, not only can you go best player available, but I also think you can go position in need. And that's what my scenario is. If you make me choose what I want Brad Holmes to do, I'll tell you, I want him to trade up. I want him to trade up because I think the Lions secondary is weak, specifically the cornerbacks. If you're ready to play a game right now, and Brad Holmes, by the way, and Dan Campbell have said, we can play a game right now. We're pretty close to being built. But I don't trust the secondary, specifically, again, the cornerbacks. Carlton Davis, you traded for him from Tampa Bay. He's going to be on one side. And Amik Robertson is going to be on the other side. Carlton Davis, good cornerback. Problem is, best trait he has is his physicality. And he's been less physical over the years simply because he's been injured. Amik Robertson, you haven't really seen enough of the guy to trust him to play pretty much every day as a starting cornerback. Their backups are Emmanuel Mosley and Kendall Veldor. That, to me, does not sound like a secondary, specifically, again, with the corners, that is ready to win a whole lot of ball games. Last year, they were good at everything, talking about the Lions. They could stop the run. They could throw the football. They could run the football. They had a top five offense, but their defense wasn't all that great. Why? Because their biggest weakness was the inability to stop the pass. And all you needed to see was the last six games to realize that. Whether it was CeeDee Lamb or Justin Jefferson twice, whether it was Mike Evans or Puka Nacua in the postseason, the Lions gave up way too many passing yards. And if you go into war this year with those corners, I think similar things are going to happen. So I would love for Brad Holmes to trade up and get the best corner available in his mind, thus being a position of need and also the best player available. And this should be, by all accounts, a very good draft for cornerbacks. So let's say you want to move up to position eight, okay? Let's say you want to move up to draft pick eight. And that is where you could get a Cooper DeJean from Iowa. Apparently, Cooper DeJean seems to be the best corner on the market. He can play outside cornerback. He can play slot. He can play safety. He can be an impact player anywhere. Great footwork, ball skills, explosive athleticism, all pro potential. Like, Cooper DeJean, by all accounts, according to most, is the best corner available. Now, it's different. According to most and according to Brad Holmes are two different things, and I'm going to trust Brad Holmes on this one. But let's say you wanted to trade up to eight, okay, or even nine, and get a Cooper DeJean. It's going to cost you a 29th overall pick, your 61st overall pick in the second round, and probably your 73rd overall pick in the third round. That is way too expensive. without a doubt. However, there's other corners out there, whether it be Kenyon Mitchell from Toledo, who everybody seems to love in a two-year sample size, Nate Wiggins from Clemson, tools of a first-round high-impact corner, great athleticism, great competitiveness. Or there's a couple of guys from Alabama, the so-called fourth and fifth cornerbacks in this draft. And by the way, Brad Holmes, the one pro day he went to, Alabama's. He didn't go to them all, but he made it a point to go to Tuscaloosa to check out Alabama's pro day. And by the way, Brad Holmes has some experience and history drafting Alabama players. Jameson Williams, and of course, Jahmyr Gibbs. But the two corners that maybe you're looking at, Terrion Arnold, not super polished, really high ceiling, and he can play man or zone. So I think that would be attractive to Brad Holmes. And then the other one is Kool-Aid McKinstry. McKinstry, they say, not an elite athlete, but he's super smart. He can play in any defensive scheme, and he's the type of player you draft in the first round. Okay, so those are the two corners I would assume Brad Holmes might be interested in. TJ Tampa from Iowa State's out there. Mike Sandrastrill, remember, he went to Michigan. Kamari Lannister from Georgia. So there's a ton of good corners out there. The majority of them you're going to have to trade up to get. I don't know how many will fall to 29. But here's the thing, too. When you draft a corner, you always think to yourself, well, is he going to be able to make an impact right away? Because the majority of corners out there that you draft do not make an impact for the first 2 to 3 years, with the exception of what, a Jalen Ramsey or a Sauce Gardner or a Marcus Peters or a Marshawn Lattimore or maybe even a Charles Woodson back in the day, correct? I think Brad Holmes knows what corner he wants. And I don't think he believes he can go into the season with the current corners that he has. I think on his big board, he's got what he considers the best corner. Who is that? I have no idea. But I think he's going to trade up to get him. And I think it's going to be the first time that Holmes goes position in need and best player available at the same time. That's scenario number one. That's what I want Brad Holmes to do. Here's scenario number two. Trade out. Trade out of the pick. Go to the second round. Get yourself way more draft equity and use it for the remainder of the draft and maybe even future picks for years to come. We know how good Holmes is with the draft. You have 7 picks this year. Maybe you trade for more picks. Maybe the guy you're looking for is not there in the first round. But here's the problem. If you trade out of the first round, you will leave 100,000 to 200,000 Lions fans left empty without having a pick. Nothing to cheer for. Which, again, I don't think is the worst thing in the world, because at the end of the day, it's about trying to win a Super Bowl. And we do believe that the Lions are close to that goal. But you could trade that. I just saw a USA Today mock. And I know everybody's got a mock. I don't have a mock, but maybe I should have a mock. But I just saw a USA Today mock where the Lions traded back with the Raiders, and the Raiders wanted Michael Penix Jr. And then I don't know what the Lions would have got in that pick, because it did not really say. But the point is, that's also an option as well. Maybe Brad Holmes trades back. Again, he's traded up 4 times in his time in Detroit. He's traded out. He's traded back 4 times in his time in Detroit as well. I want him to trade up. I want to go get the best corner available. A corner that can start right away. A corner like the corners we already mentioned that have had success early on in their NFL careers. If it's on me, I want Holmes to trade up. What about you? What do you want the GM of the Detroit Lions, who's done a tremendous job already, do in the NFL draft? And does it matter if Detroit has a pick in the first round on Thursday night when all those Lions fans and everybody else is gathered at Hart Plaza waiting with bated breath for the Lions to pick? Let me know. You know my preference. Where are you at? Let's get to some comments. Yesterday's podcast was about Matthew Stafford. It was titled, Matthew Stafford with an annoying comment about Lions fans in new documentary. And the thumbnail was titled, They Booed the Shit Out of Me, which was cool. Here's what people had to say about that podcast. Also, people talking about what they're doing for the draft. Well, I asked the question, do people still love Matthew Stafford? Stafford said in a doc that is now on YouTube, at the very end of it, he said, I wanted to go out there and show the Lions fans what they're missing. I want to throw for 400 yards and a couple of touchdowns. That's what he said before they took on the Lions in that Super Wild Card weekend Sunday night football game that they lost. I thought that was an annoying comment. And I use the example of kind of like your first love. You're really in love, and then that person leaves you. And you're heartbroken until you find another love that is just so much better. The first love was Stafford. Maybe the new love is Jared Goff, and you'll realize how much happier you are. Do you still love Matthew Stafford like you used to? Here's what people had to say. All right? At Hakeem the Dream 616, I don't hate Matthew like some Lions fans seem to try and do, but I'm happy he left because we got a lot better. Hashtag one pride. I like that opinion. It's not bad. How about this one? At YouTube, not iTube, after he left, I was rooting for him. I was happy he won a Super Bowl. I think he deserved it and earned it. But that's all done now, and I'm kind of over it. I thought he should retire after that because I don't think he's going to ever get back there again. What else we got? At the Charm Fam 2328, trying to change the narrative, dude, you already showed your feelings, and this is coming from Matthew Stafford's diehard when he was here. What narrative am I trying to change? Simply ask, do you still love the guy? You booed him, which I totally was proud of you for. But I think it's a fair question. How about this one? At Jason Zulu 8400, both him and his wife want credit for doing literally nothing. How about this one? This one got a lot of replies, and we'll leave it with this. At Steven Digert 7600, Stafford probably wins that 2014-15 playoff game against Dallas if Jerry Jones doesn't get the Brandon Pettigrew interference call reversed. And a lot of people want to react to that comment. For instance, at Mike-SC4LI, so tired of this narrative. He had from the middle of the third quarter to make something happen. He did not with a defense that did enough that entire year. At Keisha Smith said, I have loved the Stafford that was the Detroit Lion. The LA version, not so much. Him and Kelly are starting to be so annoying. They did a lot for the city. I'll always be grateful for that. Then I got one that's pissed at me. At CMix 08-15. Bruh, media is so misleading. The fucking guy was just in Detroit supporting an East Side Say Yes facility. Giving millions, great for the city, neighborhood, etc. Dude, I said he was very charitable. And he continues to be very charitable. And we are all thankful. But if we're going to be honest, can we just be honest? Do you mind about honesty? Let's try to be honest. Charity's great, but you want to win. It's kind of like Tom Goris. Tom Goris has done a lot for the community. Nobody disputes that. But I don't care. I want to win basketball games. When Matthew Stafford was here, he didn't win. So the charity thing is great, but it does not replace actual winning. We're grateful. And it's awesome. It's great that he does it. We're thankful, but it doesn't replace winning. All right, that's going to do it for the Daily Ticket. Let me know what you want the Lions to do with the draft. They got pick 29. Should they trade up or should they trade back and maybe not have a pick in the first round when the draft is in Detroit? What's your preference? What are you thinking? We'll catch you tomorrow on a hump day, which will then be one day away from the NFL draft. Start getting excited, people. And let me know where you're going to be. I'm going to venture out and try to talk to you, a lot of y'all. I'll get you on the Daily Ticket. You're going to have to make a prediction who the Lions take in the first round. Whoever gets it right, I'm going to reach up to the big boss to see if we can give them something. Because this is going to be very tough to pick. It's going to do it for the Daily Ticket. Catch you tomorrow. See ya.